Yen said that the county has been talking about improvements to the road for 2 years.
And it was in response to direct feedback we received from constituents concerned that cars just drove too fast on Kilby Road. It was not safe for bicycles to ride on Kilby Road. There were no turn lanes, which caused traffic jams. And so the county took that feedback and we made the road slower by using a curvilinear procedure and roundabouts. We widened it to add dedicated bike lanes as well as turning pockets. And the important part of this is we did all of that work without ever having to close the road. So access has continued. We've always kept that road open. Our construction season is very short, so unfortunately we weren't able to completely finish this project before the schools went back into session, but we made an effort to try to make sure that flagging delays were kept at a minimal and that traffic continued to move through this.
She said the Kilby work should be finished soon.
They just need to stripe the road, which will happen and be completed in the next 10 days. Which will drastically reduce the impact, particularly on those commutes to the middle school. There will be a bit of flagging delays remaining this week because they're working on sewer manholes and some water valves. But like I said, it should be over pretty soon. There will be work continuing on the Ecker Park and Ride through mid-October, but that should have minimal impact on Kilby Road.
Another project is the new roundabout at the Tanner Outlet Mall, that project closing the road from Mondays to Fridays.
It'll close at 6 a.m. on Monday and open back up on Friday around noon. And this will happen, I believe, this week through the 1st of October. And this is to reconstruct the roundabout that is directly in front of the Tanger Outlets. So the road will be closed, kind of by the Whole Foods and a little bit past that roundabout. The Tanger Outlets leadership has been very cooperative with the county in coming up with detours and access issues or solutions to access issues to make sure people can still get inside the Tanger Outlets.
Right. So you can still get to Whole Foods.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. But if you wanted to get into the Tanger Outlets, you have to go through the back way.
To the back, correct.
Deputy County Manager Jana Young, who added that while there may be problems with the road work, they're trying to keep residents in the loop. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.